Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson and Pella Administrative Services Manager Marcia Slycor join us to discuss some of the challenges Marion County emergency response teams will face with the ongoing Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Dam Project. Talk about some of the unique challenges that emergency management crews will face with this type of project.
Well, I would start with probably just the length, the duration of the project. We're simply not used to construction projects around here that typically last in the 3 to 4 year range.
We certainly get used to the day-to-day issues, and as we deal with those things in the police and emergency response. But when we talk about closing a major roadway in Marion County that affects both of the communities of Knoxville and Pella, and then throw in the Marion County aspect, we want to ensure that people that are needing emergency services know how to get a hold of us and what our expectation is to get emergency responders to a scene.
What are some of those challenges that will be faced? Because it's going to be unique, and especially with the major road closed, and there's going to be also a great deal of people from the community that aren't from here. Not only is it going to be getting to the scene, it's finding out where it is.
I would say that's a very good point. We're going to have a lot of outsiders, you know, that are traveling in here for a period of time working, who maybe refer to the geography or the landmarks differently than those of us that are here every day. So getting accurate information is going to be critical about what's going on. If somebody's calling to report something, what's going on, where is it going on at, and painting a good picture of what is actually going on is going to be critical. That could be from a construction worker's point of view. It could be from a motorist point of view that decide to go out for a drive around the lake for the afternoon.
As callers report an incident, whether it be minor or major, I want to encourage them to stay on the phone with the 911 operator that answers the call. That's probably the biggest thing I would ask folks to do, is just to stay on the phone. As Jeff Anderson says, paint that picture. You need to help the communications operator paint the picture of what's going on. If it's a car accident, exactly where is the car accident? Is it what some people call the Pella side of Red Rock Dam versus the Knoxville side? Is there just jurisdictional emergency responses that we need to adhere to?
What are some of those, for folks who don't know, what are some of those key landmarks and key things that would help you when you're on the 911 call that they might not be aware of?
Well, just simply because of the transportation routes to get to the construction site. Big piece of information that's going to be very beneficial for us is exactly where is the accident. You know, the accident that they're reporting, where is that at? Is it what we refer to as below the dam, or is it on the dam? Or is it on the lake side of the dam? You know, the whole upstream, downstream thing. Get into the terminology, but painting that picture of it's on the lake side, or it's on the river side, or it, you know, below the dam, it's in the tailwater area. Those little things are going to prove to be very beneficial in getting an accurate and timely response out there.
Similarly, if it's by North Overlook or by the Corps office, those are the terminology that those of us in Marion County have come accustomed to as we seek help from the employees that are coming to work on the hydroelectric project. As Jeff said, they are using a completely different lingo. So we may be asking for, again, that is it near a campground? If what campground it might be? Are you above the dam? Are you below the dam? It is just so difficult as we mash these lingos to get the proper emergency response required.
And Marshall Center, they might take 15 or 20 calls reporting the same incident. And you would be surprised at, you know, how many different variations of that story they can get. So going back to that, painting the good picture of what it is they're trying to report is going to be critical.
And thanks again to Jeff Anderson and Marcia Slycord for joining us on today's program. Stay tuned for more of today's news next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.